no longer live in the same house, let alone the same state. But I'll be there for her tomorrow.
Next day service from Western Union. Starting at only $9.99, you can send money and it'll be available the next day.
My daughter's away at school, but I can be there for her tomorrow.
Next day service.
My grandson lives 5 states away, but I can be there for him tomorrow.
Starting at only $9.99 within the U.S.
Because it's too risky to send money through the mail. For her.
For his first gift from Grandpa.
No matter how far.
I can be there for him.
Tomorrow.
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 Next day service on any amount. The way to send money in minutes and now overnight. Western Union. The fastest way to send money worldwide. Funds available for pickup within 24 hours subject to the service hours at the agent location. Only available at participating agent locations. Visit one for details and for fee information.
Be sure to use Western Union, your local mail.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
I'm mad. I am mad enough. And yet still very self-conscious, but I'm going to write a book. And I'm going to talk. I wanted to believe. And I tried my damnedest to believe in the rainbow, that I tried to get over, and I couldn't. So what?
The Don and Mike Show.
Charmingly ghetto. The Don and Mike Show.
Right, right, right. Ooh, yeah.
I'm just a nervous...
Whoops, wait. Sorry about that. Hey, welcome back to the best of Don and Mike from 2 to 3 p.m. right here on 106.7 WJFK. I'm your host, legendary Joe Artinger. Best of Don and Mike leading up to Don and Mike live for the big Friday Fest, including Low Budget Jeopardy. Let's get back into the best of Don and Mike. Mike O'Malley from Yes, Dear on 106.7 WJFK.
We want to welcome Mike O'Malley to the show.
Yeah.
Hi, Mike.
Hey, guys. Thanks for having me. What is that? Is that theme music like Kaja Gugu or something? It's bringing me back to like 1983.
Jane Child.
Jane Child.
Don't want to fall in love. Before we talk to Mike, I just have to tell you the dynamic. That Leah's in the other room, and you know, the phones generally, they ring during the show, during the commercials.
Right.
The phones don't ring a lot. But
they settle down during the commercial break.
She wanted to answer the telephones.
Right. Yeah.
So Leah was in the other room answering the phones, and the first call she took, who do you think it was from?
Who was it?
Hello?
Hello, Don. Hey, Mike. I can't believe Leah is so insensitive.
Why? Why is Leah insensitive?
Why?
She what?
She was making fun of my voice.
I was not. You know what? You know what? I can't.
Is he lying?
You are sitting there going, oh, thank you for, oh, it's so nice you're talking to me. And now that you get on the air with Don and Mike, you're saying I'm insensitive when you were just asking me what I do on the weekends and going, I can't believe I'm really talking
to
you.
Well, he's a snake. Dennis is a snake.
Well, obviously.
Yeah, you are. Well, why are you saying snake. What you're saying, Dennis? I mean, answer the question.
I get this all the time when I call people. People make fun of my voice.
I wasn't making fun of your voice. I thought you were... First of all, I answered the phones, and I don't have to do that, but I did that anyway.
Right.
You picked up, and you went, hello, Leah, like that, really loud, and that's what I was making fun of.
All right, hold on, Dennis. Just hold on.
Okay? See, a lot of times people don't realize that Dennis really does talk that way. They think that he's doing a voice.
No, I thought he had an accent, and it was very high-pitched, and that's what I was making fun
of. Yeah. He has half a tongue.
No, well, I know that now.
Oh, did somebody tell you he had half a tongue?
Yes, I know that now.
Did they tell you about his hand?
Yes.
He has one hand.
But it's so funny how he just changes. You know?
He's one of the horniest men I've ever met. He's been with the show for 16 years.
He has half an arm.
Mm-hmm. Not half an arm.
Well, he's got a stump.
Right.
And
half an arm.
And he's got half a tongue.
We don't need to make it worse than it really is.
That's right.
Hey, Dennis, you want to say hi to Mike O'Malley from Yes, Dear?
Hey, Mike, how you doing?
Dennis, how you doing, man? What's going on?
Doing great. Hey, I watched that show one time. It was a great show.
Well, thank you. Try watching it a few more.
Shut up. One time.
Hey, Dennis, you're really like throwing the compliments around. What's the problem, man? And don't, Dennis, we haven't had you on for a long time, but I'm going to ask you this. I'm going to ask you this once. Do not answer a question
by
with the word no.
And don't say I'm sorry.
Yeah, Dennis, you did. You're not allowed to answer a question with the word no.
We're not going
to
waste our time with Michael O'Malley arguing with Dennis Murphy.
No need.
Besides,
he's a big fan of the show. Let's keep talking to him. He's watched it one time.
No, you know what he loves? I bet you. I would bet anything. What he likes more than King of Queens or Yes Dear. Yeah. I bet he's a Baby Bob fan.
I'm sure he likes it, no doubt.
You have to be.
Right. Dennis, did you like Baby Bob?
I only liked that one taco.
Oh. Yeah.
Did you like it?
Not really.
Not really.
Dennis, of the Monday night shows on CBS, which is your favorite?
Of course, King of Queens.
Thank
King
you.
King of Queens.
What is your second favorite?
The second favorite, it has to be Pepper.
Did I get up this morning
and come in here just because I could have done this from the phone?
What about the third favorite?
The third favorite has to be Yes Dear, even though I call it once.
Thank you. Dennis, I guess everybody loves Raymond is his fourth favorite.
Yeah. That's correct. So,
amen. Good one.
More popular than that.
Good one. So,
Dennis,
what is so amazing about Mike O'Malley is the fact that he is working with a guy who used to drive our radio station van.
This is true.
And give away our bumper stickers and our T-shirts. Greg Garcia is the genius behind Yes Dear.
He is.
The executive producer.
Yes.
Right?
He and Alan Kirshenbaum created the show. They're very funny guys. They're crazy guys.
Yeah. And really, no BS, the show is truly funny.
Yeah.
Thank you, man. Yeah.
It's funny.
It has everything to do with those guys. I mean, they just have a very warped sense of humor. And I think that, you know, one of the things that works about the show is that, you know, there's a lot of people, they get married and they think, I'm not going to change that much. And then they have kids and then things really begin to change. And they do a good job of that.
And on the show, the other guy, he's married to the girl. She was in Uncle Buck, right?
Yes. Jean Louisa Kelly.
You know,
she was also in Mr. Holland's Opus.
Oh, she was the little high
school
hottie that almost took him away.
Mr. Holland's Annis.
Yes. High school hottie. That's what we call her on the set.
High school hottie.
Have you been picked up for another year?
Yes, we have.
Hey,
and Leah, you've been picked up for another year?
Yes, we have. Mm-hmm.
Look at the successful CBS lineup right here in our studio.
Really?
Right here we are.
We're very lucky to be after
Why is my mic shut off?
Your mic is not shut off.
I hear you over here.
You're just not speaking loudly.
Ah!
There you go.
Leah, have you been here the whole week?
Yes.
And is today the last day?
For the studio, yes.
Yes.
I'm doing it from my home.
They're setting you up a microphone at home?
They've already done it.
Already
wow.
done it. Already been set up.
And I've often wondered as I'm walking up the stairs, there's a little yellow light that has been on, and I don't speak when I pass it.
it's on all the time?
Yes, and I don't know what you people are up to.
Yeah, were you there when they were putting all this stuff in
there? No, my sister was, but she was probably downstairs making personal calls.
I would, you know
be
what?
Be very careful about that, Leah.
Even being
kidding,
in the business,
now.
I would be freaked out by that as well.
I know.
Especially if there's
speak.
A light on, an indicator light.
There's an indicator light on, which shouldn't be.
All right, now listen.
Didn't Charlie work for the counterterrorism unit?
Yeah, absolutely. Well, he's a sneaky guy, that's for sure.
Is there love between Yes Dear and King of Queens?
Between
the cast?
Are we going to see a little... The cross thing that's done occasionally.
Are they
going
to force you guys to do crossovers?
I don't know. I have no idea. They haven't.
I mean, they live in Queens. We live in California. There's really no reason.
What are the odds?
You know, if
the Heffernans take a vacation.
I guess if Kevin was going to deliver a package out to California or something, or maybe Jimmy gets a job and gets shipped back to work for the package company.
I noticed
company.
You took our place in the American Airlines ad.
Yes.
You know, on American Airlines they show CBS. Shows.
Right.
And
right.
It used to be the King of Queens.
Mm-hmm.
And Kevin and I, we used to complain about doing it because we're like, couldn't these people throw us a ticket or two? You know, like,
yeah. You don't get anything for
because
that?
Because it's hours and hours of work. Am mm-hmm. I right?
But
so their point was, well, we're giving you free promotion, you know, and, you know, we really didn't think it was at the time, but I have many people come to me and go, I have never seen your show
until
I saw it on American Airlines.
Because
so now it's turned around where I want to do it now, but now, mm-hmm. So I'm on the plane, I go, oh, I'm with my mom, I go, it's going to be so embarrassing just sitting here. It's going to be so embarrassing to watch myself, especially when they hand me the headphones, you know, it's just going to be so odd. And, you know, you want people to recognize you, but then you don't,
right.
You know what I mean? So I'm kind of waiting because the stewardesses were a little nasty, and I was like, oh, wait till that, I'm an American, and just wait till that comes up, they're going to go, what? She's here? And now she's,
What do you want?
Okay, right.
And it wasn't
an
error
show.
No. It wasn't
yes.
It was
yes.
It was yes, dear.
It's true that, you know, a lot of people say they haven't, you know, seen the show until they're captivated.
Right.
We force them to watch it.
Right. Now, what is this grueling thing that American Airlines makes you do?
Well, it's the additional stuff besides just putting the show on. Don't you have to...
Yeah, it's like after a show or after a full day of rehearsal, they go, we need you to do a few things. So it's, Leah, okay, so you're going to walk in and you're going to say, hi, I'm Leah Remini from The King of Queens, and you're watching I Am American. Okay, and then from there, there's like a 1,000 things you have to read. Right?
Specific airline stuff?
This is true. I think that the workload for Leah was probably bigger than it was for me because we're splitting it between four people, whereas her and Kevin are probably just doing it on her show.
So what did they have you do?
It's the same thing. It's like what happens is there's all this stuff on the teleprompter. I'm sure your audience is captivated by this, but anyways,
behind the scenes.
You know, you just come out and say, coming up, actually, this it'll make it more enjoyable if anyone flies on American, because what we do is we say it,
and then
exactly, then you come back from a clip, and you're supposed to, like, you don't even know what the clip is, but they like, laugh a little bit, so it seems like it's funny, so you're like, ha, ha, that's fantastic.
You know,
coming up next is 60 Minutes.
We touched on this with
Leah. And a captivating story by 60 Minutes, too.
Fascinating story. Then you're like, because you're like, a fascinating story by 60 Minutes, too. Then you're like, a fascinating story by 48 Hours.
Exactly.
A fascinating story on CBS This Morning. A fascinating story. So you're going all the way down so they can take whatever it is.
Exactly
tedious.
Right.
How embarrassed were each of you since both of your shows were affected by this? You were bumped from the schedule, both of you, on various times for Bebe Bob.
Bebe Bob.
How embarrassingly ridiculous is the concept of Baby Bob, and the fact that King of Queens was taken off briefly for Baby Bob, then Yesteryear was taken off for Baby Bob.
Listen, I got to tell you, man. We have a show that's on the air. It's coming back for a full season. We already knew that it was coming back. I think one of the things that we were very lucky at is that we got a time slot. It's so hard to launch a show nowadays.
Right.
And it's like we got the great time slot in between King of Queens and Everybody Loves Raymond, and you can't. You know, they've tried other shows. They tried those shows on Friday nights 2 years in a row. They tried some shows on Wednesdays. It's like if I was running the network, I'd do the same thing. I was not embarrassed.
Here's the question, though. I mean, you don't get up and you don't open the LA Times and go, oh, let me see if my show's on. God damn!
Yeah, that sucks.
Dudes, let me tell you something.
It does suck, but at the same time,
Baby Bob.
But it is a vote of confidence about us that they're willing to try a new show in our time slots because it says people are watching TV at this time,
right,
watching Yesteryear and the King of Queens.
Isn't that scary baby, though?
It's a demon baby.
The entire concept.
It's a demon baby, and I think that really, you know, you hear about conspiracies all the time, but I think if you watch that show closely, that baby, that is a devil baby right there with that little mouth. It's very scary.
We're not fans of Baby Bob.
No.
Now, Baby Bob will not be on the... am I keeping you up?
It's coming back, actually, in the mid-season next year.
But it's not going to be on Monday night, is it?
I have no idea.
I know they're moving Pecker.
Usually I get an email from Les Moonves every week. Uh-huh. Him just telling me and consulting with my changes. Yeah, exactly. He's just like, what's
going on? Bill calls me, actually.
I think if they're true to the Omen-style plot lines of that, you know, it'll be good if they do that. If they actually, like, incorporate the 666 in the baby's head.
So, Mike, how big a star... Now, we have discovered over the last week how big a star Leah is.
We have.
Diva. And, and I've been hesitant to use the word diva, but yes, if it fits.
But she gave us candles today. She gave us candles.
Very nice. Mike, let me ask you a question.
Well, people buy magazines because Leah looks great in them. That doesn't happen with me at all.
Don't sell yourself short.
I will not be on the cover of Men's Health or, for that matter, Glamour. No, I know what magazine. I had it.
Okay.
Let me tell you something. If you're on the cover of Men's Health magazine, I'm buying that copy.
Yeah. Exactly.
Something. When you saw the pictures of Leah
mm-hmm.
in Stuff magazine,
yes.
At any time, did you?
No.
Really?
Dude, I'm married.
I'm married too.
Oh. No, I didn't.
All right. Well, I did.
I'm trying to have a baby, and we're trying to save all that just having children.
Oh, I get you.
Hey, how'd you like doing the pre Grammy show?
Oh, yeah, that's right. You did it the year before. Yeah. It was a little weird. I hosted this pre-Grammy show that was on CBS and VH1.
I remember we talked about you doing that.
And then all of a sudden, I'll tell you the weirdest part is, like, all of a sudden I was standing next to Kid Rock and Pamela Anderson. And I was just like,
oh, you said the funniest thing.
I was...
I forget who you made fun of, but it was hysterical. Like, somebody with big hair.
Yeah, I was like, what are you wearing or something? I was just... these people have absolutely no... If you want to get an audience of people who have no idea who's on Yes Dear, it would be the people going to the Grammys. It would be like Mary J. Blige. And I'm just like, so tell me, what are you wearing? You know what I mean? And she's just like looking at me like, who is this guy?
So do you have you ever thought about the fact that now you're going to replace Kevin, being as the pecking order is, the more popular King of Queens gets, mm-hmm. and the more popular Yes Dear gets, you are going to replace Kevin as the CBS shill, mm-hmm. that most likely this year you will be asked to do the Thanksgiving Day Parade.
Kevin paid his dues, right?
Actually,
right,
Liza right. Snyder and Jeannie Kelly have already done the Thanksgiving Day Parade. Yeah, and the New Year's Day Parade. Yeah, they're on the parade
route. Oh, so you're off the hook for that one.
Yeah.
They're not asking me to do the parade.
Didn't you have to do a...
Some local station in Houston asked me to do a parade.
Didn't you have to do Super Bowl show?
Yeah,
did I see you do that?
Yeah, but I'm a New England Patriots fan, so that was no problem.
So that was all right.
Yeah.
But you don't mind replacing Kevin now as the number one shill for CBS?
No, and when number one comes up, I don't mind that, because about 3 years ago, I was number one to be canceled, so I'm very happy.
Good luck with Yes Dear, Mike.
Thanks, guys.
See you later.
We do love Yes Dear. And remind Greg Garcia, when we made him go to 7-Eleven to get us burritos and Big Gulps.
I'll remind him.
Remind him.
And you're a Sox fan, too, right?
I am.
Yeah, go Sox.
Yeah, go Sox.
All right.
Good luck.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
It's a hideout. Couple of schmucks.
Yeah, we are. We really just are a bunch of gullible idiots.
The Hideout.
Yeah, I'm Al Huffman. That's J-Dubs.
Weeknights at 11 on 106.7 WJFK.
Sometimes life can wear you down. Sometimes you just need to put everything on pause and get away.
Please hold.
There's nothing quite like the refreshment and renewal of a break from your routine. And there's nothing quite like a getaway to Virginia Beach. No matter how young or young at heart you are, Virginia Beach has all kinds of fun just waiting for you. Stroll the boardwalk, bask in the golden sun, swim in the ocean, or just breathe. Learn something new at the Virginia Marine Science Museum. Enjoy 18 holes of golf at some of the finest courses on the East Coast. Tap your toes to the beat of live music. Or spend an intimate evening sampling some of our award-winning cuisine. Whether you're looking for an action-packed family break or a romantic getaway, Virginia Beach is just a short drive away. And right now, there are hotel rooms available at great prices. For more information, call 1-800-BA-BEACH or log on to vbfun.com. And remember, anytime is the right time to pay us a visit. Virginia Beach, it's all kinds of fun.
To celebrate four decades of America's dream car, the Virginia Lottery is giving you a chance to win one. Ragtop Riches, the lottery's newest scratcher, is your shot at one of 10 new 2004 Ford Mustang GT convertibles. Then all you'll want to do is ride around, no matter what your name.
All you want to do is ride around Sally.
Ragtop Riches. Top prize chances 1 in 294,000. Ford Mustang is a registered trademark owned and licensed by Ford Motor Company.
New from the Virginia Lottery, five new games packed with excitement. Slots of money, high stakes roulette, quick draw, roll them, and lucky chips featuring a top prize of $500,000. To make playing them easier, you'll find all five on one huge scratcher. Player's choice. How big does a scratcher have to be to fit all five? Well, to make room, there'll be some renovations at your local convenience and grocery stores. Okay, release the wrecking ball.
Players' choice. Top prize, $500,000. Top prize chances, 1 in 735,000.
I'm George Zimmer. At Men's Warehouse, we think bigger guys deserve a bigger selection.
Hi, my name is Walter Connor, but I just bought a suit today at the Men's Warehouse, and I was waited on by a man by the name of Shannon Jones, and I just wanted to relay what a tremendous experience it was for me. I have a very hard time buying suits. I wear a size 50 jacket with a size 40 waist. Mr. Jones gave me a choice of 8 different styles, 8 different colors, different manufacturers, and put together shirt and tie combinations. I want to say that it was the best experience I've ever had buying a suit, and then they even let my 2-year-old daughter play some ping pong at one of the tables they had set up. My experience could not have been better. Thank you.
Big and tall sizes at every Men's Warehouse location. I'm George Zimmer, founder and CEO of Men's Warehouse. You're going to like the way you look. I guarantee it.
Now in downtown Silver Spring on Fenton Street next to Pier 1. For the Men's Warehouse nearest you, call 1-800-776-SUIT.
This Redskins Training Camp Report is brought to you
by the University of Maryland.
This is a Redskins radio training camp update. I'm Larry Michael. Preseason game number 2 coming up Saturday, Carolina at FedEx. Joe Gibbs' home debut, and also a chance for Patrick Ramsey to show what he can do as a starter at QB. Avoiding sacks is a top priority for the coach's offense this season.
What I've also noticed in quarterbacks, you don't necessarily have to be a runner to be a guy that's hard to sack. Sometimes the bigger guy that cannot get away, you know what I mean, are hard to sack.
This Saturday night, the preseason matchup, Carolina at Washington, heard exclusively on 106.7 WJFK. For Redskins Radio, I'm Larry Mike.
Once again, Johnny Holiday and Coach Friedgen on Maryland football and other stuff.
Your take on Bird expansion.
I see 90,000 seats eventually, but right now I'll settle for sellouts at every game this year. That's where you start.
Good recruiting class?
Best ever. Smart, hardworking kids from good families. Can they play ACC football? They will when we get done with them.
Honestly, your American Idol vote.
It's a secret only LaToya and I know.
That's your coach.
Terps football is right around the corner. Call for tickets at 301-314-7070 or visit umterps.com.
Letters to Johnny Carrabba and Damian Mandola, founders of Carrabba's Italian Grill.
Sarah Hirsch from West Bloomfield, Michigan, sent us this lovely poem.
It's about our Carrabba's Carside Carryout.
There are days when life is hectic and unstable, but it's still my job to put dinner on the table. So when the thought of cooking makes me want to shout, I know I can count on Carrabba's Carside Carryout. Without so much as taking out a pot, a tasty meal is what I've got. Chicken marsala or scrumptious chicken Brian, both are delicious, and I ain't lying.
That's beautiful, Sarah. Thank you.
I know the feeling, JC. You know, some nights you just don't want to cook.
Or you just don't have the time.
Carrabba's is the answer. It's so easy. All you do is call us with your order, pull into our reserve parking,